I suppose this is one method of getting your way, isn't it? If you're a mining company and you've got deep pockets and the criticism's getting too hot to handle, then why not create unbearable living conditions for your fiercest critics, who are also your victims, to ensure that they'll do almost anything to get out, and then offer to buy them out? And that is what coal seam gas miner QGC, Queensland Gas Company, has done in Tara. You've heard me many times here about these people. It has purchased the properties of Debbie Orr and Dean Pratsky, both of whom you've heard on the program. What the Queensland Gas Company paid for the properties can't be revealed. It's covered by a confidentiality agreement. I don't blame Debbie Orr for one moment. You can't live there. She couldn't sell. She didn't have the money to buy anywhere else. I wonder if the confidentiality agreement also prohibits them from speaking out about coal seam gas mining in the future. It wouldn't surprise me. Well, they may have got their way, but if they think this is the end of their problems, they'd better think again. Because, you see, the payouts constitute an admission that it's unsafe to live near coal seam gas wells. As Drew Hutton says, the buyouts are a tacit admission by this foreign-owned coal seam gas company that coal seam gas is harmful to human health. Debbie Orr, Dean Pratsky and others have fought a long, hard battle which has been ruinous to their health, but their suffering has galvanised Australia and exposed the dark underbelly of the out-of-control mining industry. And even the industry is waking up, and now it's got a new maxim. If you can't beat them, pay them off.